Hello, this is Blaine Dowler welcoming you to the Bureau 42 podcast announcement podcast. We've decided on where we're going and how we're going to format the future podcasts, which so far have all been announced with text. In this case, we're doing the announcement in podcast form so that our readers and potential listeners get a feel for what we sound like, the sound levels, and that sort of thing. And I'm also going to take this opportunity to explain a bit about why we're getting into podcasting. As some people know, I do have tendonitis in both elbows. It's in a wonky area where surgery is probably more risky than not having surgery. As a result, I'm looking to find a way to provide content for Bureau 42 with less typing. So I'll still keep up with math from scratch. I'll still do summer schools for as long as I can. But in the meantime, instead of doing as many regular reviews, I'm going to try to provide podcast content so we still have something that we can follow. And all of these podcasts will be done in MP3 format, and they will be available through iTunes as well. So the podcasts that have been announced are going to continue as planned. The first one to premiere is going to be the Silver Screen Superman series. Superman hits the 75th anniversary of the first publication from 1938 and 2013. So on the 14th of the month, every month through 2013, we're going to be doing a podcast about one silver screen incarnation of Superman. So that'll be the Fleischer Studios cartoons, the Famous Studios cartoons, both Kirk Allen serials, Superman vs. the Mole Men with George Reeves, all four Christopher Reeve Superman films, Supergirl, Superman Returns, and ending in December with Man of Steel, which should be available on home video to podcast about. The reason Man of Steel is going to be done in December based on home video rather than being done in June after release is I'm watching everything at least twice before I do podcasts about it. So one's just to watch it, one's to pay attention to the details I see, and then if there's commentary tracks or other bonus features, I watch those as well. So the second podcast to premiere will be the X-Files retrospective podcast. X-Files first premiered on September 10th, 1993. Our retrospective podcast will start on September 10th, 2013, and run every 2 weeks on those Tuesdays for 233 weeks. And we're committed to hitting that schedule. And by committed to hitting that schedule, I mean we've recorded everything up to August 2014, covering the entire first season already. So we are working more than a year in advance. Now, it'll take a few episodes for that podcast to settle into its final format. Most of the TV podcasts are going to be under 10 minutes each. They start off a little bit longer than that early on, as I spend a lot more time doing episode summaries. By about episode 8, when we discuss ICE, they've settled down to a much shorter format based on the idea that the listeners are going to basically be expected to be watching along at home, or at least be so familiar that they don't have to. So there'll be no episode summaries later on. It'll just be discussion of the episode and what was in it. The third podcast that is guaranteed is the Big Screen Batman podcast, the 14th of the month every month through 2014. And that podcast will cover both of the 1940s serials. It'll cover the 1966 Adam West and Burt Ward film, all four of the Tim Burton-produced films, all three of the Chris Nolan films, as well as Catwoman. Now, we're in the midst of our greatest science fiction film tournament at Bureau 42 as well. Now, in that tournament, we will be picking the best science fiction films as voted by our readers. We'll be doing podcasts about those contenders. Now, those podcasts are going to come out in a somewhat erratic schedule. For those, we've decided not to do a podcast unless there's a guest host. So it takes on a more conversational tone, and hopefully what that means is we can have a longer and more detailed podcast that is a little easier to listen to than just one voice going on and on and on, like this initial podcast. And then finally, we threw open a vote to viewers about what else to do. We've been able to do these podcasts early enough in the schedule that we're comfortable doing weekly TV podcasts instead of bi-weekly. So rather than shifting the schedule on the X-Files and doing that bi-weekly, the decision has been made to fill in another TV series in alternate weeks. So it'll be X-Files 1 week, another show the next week. And there may be a break between shows. Each of those alternate shows will also get their own podcasts, and the early focus will be on the shorter run shows so we can get to a little more variety a little bit faster. So these will come in two different formats. There will be the review podcast, in which I do podcasts about shows I'm familiar with, and likely start with a lot of the shorter run shows. So things like American Gothic, which was a great show, ran 22 episodes, and going through those in order. The other variety will be a discovery show. So this will be a show I've heard good things about and haven't watched either at all or in its entirety. So these could be things like Twin Peaks or like the new Battlestar Galactica, where because of schedules, I've actually only seen the first 2 seasons so far. And when we do the podcasts, we'll be doing the franchise. So the X-Files podcast will include all episodes of The Lone Gunman, both movies, and a few special episodes. Doing Battlestar Galactica will also include Caprica, Blood and Chrome. If we get to Angel and Buffy, it'll include both series. If we do the Bruce Timm animated DC Universe, that will include Batman animated series, Batman Beyond, Superman the animated series, Justice League Unlimited, you know, basically the whole set. So those are the options, and the Bureau 42 article that announces these options has a link to a Google Docs form where you can vote on what the first podcasts are. So there'll be a vote for Discovery podcasts and a vote for Review podcasts, and the intention is to alternate between the two. So thank you for listening, and hope you'll join us in the future.